This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 16th. God's word for you today is complete. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, and it says, "You are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power." The lie the enemy tried to sell to us is, what you do not have is what you need to be happy, fulfilled, and complete. But the truth of God's word is, you already have what you need to be happy, fulfilled, and complete. You already have all that pertains to life. Colossians chapter 2, verse 10 says, you are complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. Complete means you are lacking nothing. So, if you are complete in Him, you have no requirement for baggage and you can actually travel light. Look at your life. You have all these good things, all these blessings from God. The lie the enemy wants you to believe is that it is the things you do not have that you need to be happy, fulfilled, and complete. But God is setting us free. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6 says, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. Pastor Craig Groeschel says, your life is too valuable, your calling too great, and your God too good to waste your life on stuff that does not last. Your life is too valuable. Your calling is too great, and your God is too good for you to live and die for shoes, cars, shirts, or clothes. Your life is too precious. Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Your life does not consist in the abundance of the things that you possess. Your life is worth more than that. I want you to say this out loud. I am not what I have. I am not what I own. I am not what I wear. I am not what I drive. I am a child of the living God. I am complete in Him. I have all I need for life and godliness. Yes, that is who you are. So, what you need to consider and what God is saying to you is this. Is it possible that the things you have are robbing you of the life that you deserve? Maybe you have a fat bank account, a luxury car, a designer belt, or one-of-a-kind jackets. What if these things you have are actually robbing you of the life that you deserve? What if the things you have are taking the shine and the attention of the God you have? What if inadvertently the things you have are depriving you of the life that you deserve? The way out of this is known as one handful living, and it is found in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6, which says, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. There is a better way to live with quality of life than with the lack of quality of life. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for setting me free from past baggage, present baggage, and future baggage. I am complete in Christ Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.